A very wise old lady once told me, if you have your health, you have everything. Lose your health, and there isn't enough money in all the world to make life good or to make you feel like life is worth living. I didn't completely believe her when she attempted to give me the benefit of her long experience. After all, I was just a boy. Like most young people today, I thought that feeling good and having all the parts of my body in good working order, like everything else, it just seemed to happen by itself almost every day of the year. I could take it for granted, and I did. But at the point in life I'm at now, there have been times when I've been sick, and there have been times when I wondered what would happen if I were to lose my health. Would that be a test of character? I certainly think it would. You know the kind of life you live when you're a kid. You can eat anything, and you do. In college, you stay up for all-night cram sessions, fueled by coffee and donuts. Looking back on it now, it all makes sense. You're feeling yourself getting bigger and stronger every day. So why not just go for it? After all, it hasn't hurt you so far. Of course, the reality isn't quite that simple. There's a saying that I heard in church about the same time that wise old lady told me that when you have your health, you have everything. That saying was, you have to lose your life in order to find it. You have to lose one way of living in order to find a different one. One that's better suited to who you are at this particular time. But you can do that, though it takes character. You have to lose your life in order to find it, but you can lose your life and you can find a new one. I've been very fortunate. I feel good. I'm okay. But it's not like when you were a kid anymore. It's not like when you're sure you'll win any fast and loose betting game you decide to play with your body. I've had some insights by this time. I've never really been sick, but it's dawned on me by now that good health is more than just the absence of illness. It's more than just not being sick. Good health is the direct result of right thinking and right living. In other words, of strong character. A buddy told me about his old football coach, who always used to tell the boys on the team that the most important thing they could do for themselves as a team playing football and as individuals playing the game of life was to develop what he referred to as a healthy attitude. Sure, they had to do push-ups, they had to tackle a dummy and push the blocking sled, but if they didn't do it with a healthy attitude, then as far as this old coach was concerned, they were just so much dead weight pushing around just so much more dead weight. What church and that wise old lady couldn't make me understand, I first began to think about a little when I heard about that old coach's emphasis on having a healthy attitude. It was different from just a strong body. It had something to do with that, but it had something to do with character as well. A healthy attitude. That's like knowing that in order to go from point A to point B, you have to walk a straight line and not veer away or get distracted by things that might seem pleasant for a moment, but really don't contribute to your well-being. Your attitude, the slant you put on things, the way you lean into life or back away from it, is all part of your character. And if you're in life for the long run, you're going to need strength and endurance for that, which also derives in part from your character, at least when you get past the age of 17 or 18. In order to live a long time and to be well throughout, you have to be an athlete of health, a real long-distance runner. So while health may never have seemed like a quality of character to you, I hope you're starting to see that it truly is one. It's hard to think clearly, to feel confident and strong and decisive and wise if you're short of breath when you stand up, after a long spell of sitting down in a chair, to cite an extreme example. And to cite some examples that are less extreme, how can you hope to make the right decisions about where to go with your career, about what to buy and what to sell, about approaching that new client or about calling on that old friend, if your pants are too tight, or if the middle button keeps popping open on the jacket of your business suit. But here's the good news. I say you don't have to believe every scare story that comes over the news and television telling you not to eat this or that because of what statistics say has happened in X number of cases. You don't have to make yourself crazy because of what too much of something tasty or greasy or sweet does to laboratory rats. Because you don't have to become a health fanatic to understand that some things, in big amounts, really aren't good for you. It was a Greek philosopher of the classic age who said that we should all do all things in moderation and nothing in excess. That's a principle you should definitely apply to your lifestyle.
This episode is sponsored by DS Laboratories. Did you know that stress can cause severe hair loss? That's why DS Laboratories are here to tackle stress-induced hair loss. With so much going on in the country, Americans are suffering from stress more than ever before. From dealing with COVID-19, politics, the economy, 84% of adults have reported feeling stress, which is causing people of all ages and backgrounds to experience some form of hair loss. That's why this show is sponsored by DS Laboratories, a leading company in hair care, which has formulated a nutritional supplement that specifically targets hair loss and thinning hair due to stress. Revita.SOD antioxidant tablets are formulated with all the bonus necessary nutrients and ingredients required to sustain a healthy head of hair as well as provide support for your skin and nails. Formulated with premium ingredients, such as ashwagandha and superoxide dismutase, which are clinically proven to combat stress-induced hair loss. The best part is, you only need to take one tablet per day to see results in as little as 90 days, unlike other supplement brands that make you take up to 4 per day. Right now, you can get Revita, SOD and get 15% off your first order with code DAILY15. This is our unique code, so you can show them that we sent you and support the podcast. By the way, this is a site-wide code that works for all their products. Not a supplement person? No problem. They have a complete line of hair care product from shampoos and conditioners to hair serums that are recommended by top dermatologists around the world and have over 10,000 positive reviews. These products help anyone that suffers with any type of hair loss, whether it be genetic, hormonal, dietary, or others. Put the stress behind you and start looking forward to your best hair days. Visit DSLaboratories.com right now and use our code DAILY15 to get 15%. It's in the show, note below.
It can't hurt to have an ice cream cone every now and then, a little sweet to reward you for a job well done, a little something to take the sour taste out of your mouth on a bad day. But don't go gobbling ice cream by the quart. There are people who do just that, but it's a one-way ticket to the wrecker's yard. So is driving yourself crazy about health, however. So remember the principle, moderation in all things, nothing to excess. Worry and stress are as bad for your heart as a high cholesterol count. That's been proven pretty convincingly. What's worse is to have a high cholesterol count and always be worrying about it and punishing yourself for it with a sheet of strict Puritan rules. It's much easier to just follow moderation in all things. That way, health really is a function of character rather than the calculator. Yes, go easy on the food and drink. Go easy on the rules, too. Take, for example, the man who was a real fitness nut, even before it was really popular. Every day he did his free weight workout, and then he ran 5 miles. Every day he ate the right foods, every day for 25 years. From the time he was 18 until he was 43, he drank a glass of carrot juice and watched the nightly business report on his exercycle. That was where he died, of a heart attack, at 43. A doctor friend of mine, a cardiologist, a man of good judgment who is very unlikely to be swayed by fads and fashions in healthcare or anything else, explained it all to me this way. You have to understand who you are and how you are made. In other words, you have to understand your character, physical, mental, and emotional. Not everybody is made to run a marathon or climb mountains or play defensive tackle for the Chicago Bears. Not everybody's got the physical or mental equipment to be a truck driver or a rocket scientist or a traveling salesman. Each of these people is used to different levels of activity. They live in worlds with different customs, different ways of training and thinking, and oh yes, different ways of celebrating. A rocket scientist doesn't need to do 20 miles of road work every day. A football player doesn't have to stay up all night driving through heavy downpours on the vast stretches of the Midwest interstate. Each taxes his body in different ways, and each needs to eat and relax in different ways, too. Some people can run for hours, but they can't sit still. Whatever the particulars of your physical constitution, and whatever the current condition of your character, there's one thing I can say immediately and with complete assurance. If you've let yourself get seriously out of shape, and if you're engaging in behaviors that are blatantly self-destructive, you're going to find it very difficult to respect yourself, and you're going to make it nearly impossible for others to respect you. This is just a fact of life in today's world and in today's system of values. The President of the United States goes jogging most every day because he must lead a country on the run and because he understands that people today will not tolerate a tired out man at the top. Being in good physical shape is a big part of good health as we see it now. A young woman of my acquaintance was close to 30, and, well, a bit of a marshmallow. She smoked a little, ate what she pleased, and never gave too much thought to her looks, which she was losing, or her health, because she still had it. Then one day the doctors told this young mother of two that she had a heart condition. She was informed that she would have to take pills for the rest of her life and never exert herself again. No strenuous sports, no excitement, no unnecessary stress. Though she was not even at the beginning of middle age, she was being sentenced to a spectator's seat at the games of life. She thought about what the doctors told her for a few days, looked at her children and husband and friends, and decided that enough was enough. Just what was it supposed to mean to be alive? She threw away those pills, she changed her diet, she started lifting weights, and took long, vigorous walks in the morning. She toned up. She bought a new wardrobe and joined the workforce. 5 years after she was told by medical science that her active life was over, this picture of health now enjoys a successful, executive-level career in the burgeoning and fast-moving field of computers and information science. Good health can only raise your esteem, your standing and respect in the eyes of other people. Good health may give your character and ambition every advantage and put you in the way of the good things in life that come along. But all these things do not exhaust the benefits of good health. Despite the great and certain worldly rewards for staying healthy and fit, they are not the sole or even the main reason to seek and embrace the habits of good health. If I can be allowed a moment of philosophical reflection, the greatest benefits to health are found in the mind and spirit and soul of the seeker. Good health may really be an effect of character as much as a cause of it. In my opinion, being a person of strong character is the best prescription for a sound mind and a sound body. If you feel good about yourself, you'll naturally want to take care of your body. But if you lose respect for your body, you're more likely to become slipshod in other areas too. Old people are probably the strongest people in the world because if they weren't, they wouldn't have lived so long. When it comes to digestion, there are certain foods that help the plumbing work smoothly, but those foods alone don't make for a healthy and balanced diet. You need variety in your diet in order to fulfill your body's many nutritional needs, and it's likewise very beneficial and important to have variety in your life. What's true of financial health is also true of physical well-being if you keep doing exactly what you've been doing. You'll keep having exactly what you have. Anybody who does the same thing every day, year in and year out, with no break or vacation, is probably in no position to even know whether he or she is in good shape. As we discussed earlier, you can't know what you have until you leave it, or lose it, or get something else. Probably the easiest and most healthful way to break up your day and keep the biological clock wound up so that it doesn't run down in the middle of the best days of your life, and that's today, is to catch a nap whenever the opportunity presents itself. But I stopped taking naps when I graduated from kindergarten, you may object. And I ask you, have you been better off because of that? What does every chief executive officer of any major corporation have in the office? Right there across from the big desk with its leather upholstered tilted back swivel chair. A couch. And what do you suppose that couch is for? It's to have a little snooze before addressing the board about the latest attempt at a hostile takeover or the upcoming stockholders meeting. And it was Shakespeare himself who said that sleep knits up the raveled sleeve of care. There's a saying that comes down to us from classical times. It's in Latin, of course. Mens sano in corpore sano. What does it mean? Well, word for word, it means a healthy mind in a healthy body.